Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this getaway Friday night. Friday, July the 31st, 2026. Last Friday in the month of July. Last day in the month of July. August 1st tomorrow. Augusto. The Ohio State Fair is going on this weekend. Tomorrow, August the 1st, 7 p.m., Allison Krause in Union Station. Featuring Jerry Douglas and Sammy Kershaw on Sunday. A big country weekend at the Ohio State Fair, August the 2nd, Sammy Kershaw. And we have tickets to both of those shows if you'd be interested in the tickets. We'll do a little bit of trivia here tonight. We didn't get any answers earlier, but we'll kick off the show like this, and then we'll go to Matt here. But the question earlier today was, name something you associate with summer. Now, we don't have number one or number two yet. Name something you associate with summer. We do have number three, four, and five. Three was vacation, four was sunburn, five was barbecue. So, what is number one and two? Name something you associate with summer, 740-383-9944. Who's going to be smart and get the number one or number two answer? And these are definitely things you would associate with summer. How's it going, Matt?
Pretty all right.
What's on your show tonight at 10 o'clock?
Tonight we are going to be talking about the flock cameras are going to be brought back up in conversation again.
Oh boy.
Oh yes. We're going to be talking about, I don't remember what all I have, but I have a whole list of stuff, so there's a whole bunch of stuff. I do know that one of the things on the list is that Trump blamed Tim Walz for, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, for, The cyber attacks that have, I guess, been happening.
Oh, why is that?
Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. You just kind of blamed Tim Walz, and yeah. So
I see that the Olympian, who was blamed for the reflecting pool debacle, is now off.
I don't know why he was ever charged. I'm telling you, we're getting pretty close to Russia. I'm telling you.
Well.
Not even Russia. I'm like USSR. I mean, we're not murdering people, but like, you know, I mean, I don't know. Locking people up for no reason is pretty close to what the Soviets did.
What can you do? You know, I want to tell you about that. Listen, vote differently. You know, here's the thing. The big concert that I'm waiting for with the Ohio State Fair, in regard to the Ohio State Fair, do you know who Bailey Zimmerman, by the way, is?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Makes like country pop-ish kind of music, I think.
Well, she'll be at the thing. August 7th. Do you know who Lauren Watkins is?
Mm.
Well, Bailey Zimmerman with Lauren Watkins.
Well, Bailey Zimmerman's pretty good.
Probably
I can't
not.
Think of any of the songs off the top of my head, but I know if I heard one, I'd be like, yeah, that's good.
But the one I'm waiting for is August the 8th. That's Blues Traveler with the Gin Blossoms with special guest Spin.
Spin.
Yeah.
S-P-Y-N.
S-P-I-N. In any event, people think they... I don't know what it is with the Gin Blossoms. People don't think they know the Gin Blossoms. I guarantee you, if you've ever been in a store where they're playing the music, you've heard the Gin Blossoms.
I mean, I think there's a lot of bands like that. I mean, like Bachman Turner Overdrive. I don't think...
No, people know what that is.
See, I don't think anybody knows who they are until you hear it, and you're like, oh, okay.
Well, here's a little bit of the Gin Blossoms. And once this starts, you will know you've heard this. Song. It was one of the great hits of its time, and they had a few hits. They weren't even a one-hit wonder, but here's the Gin Blossoms.
Sold me
they had another hit song, too.
Do you have anything more upbeat, like faster paced?
Oh, Follow You Down was a big one.
Is it faster paced?
Yeah, a little faster. Hold on a second.
That's a pretty good song. I don't know what that is, but I like it.
Here we go. This one plays all the time, too. I think this was their biggest hit.
I think I do know this one.
Yeah, Follow You Down. The Gin Blossoms, right here on WGH Talk Radio. Follow You Down. Here we go. Maybe a DJ. I want to go see them. They were at the Popcorn Festival one year, many years ago, and I was working at the radio station at that time, and I did an interview with somebody from the Gin Blossoms. Now, I'll tell you, the group that I was broadcasting to at that time had no idea who the Gin Blossoms were, didn't care who the Gin Blossoms were, but the interesting thing was, the guy said, "Do you want me to record some liners for you?" Couldn't have been nicer. And he recorded some liners for me for the station. And then I thought, well, I'm not playing these on the AM because they have no idea who these people are. So they ended up using them on the one of the FM stations in the building.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Carrying your weight.
Gin Blossoms. Gotta love them. Oh, you know, last week
when
I played...
did they come out? Like 2000s?
Yeah, early 2000s.
I was about to say, they sound like you know, 2000s era music.
It was a good time for music. Very, very good stuff.
I think the 90s was probably better.
Oh, like, no. The early...
No, like 70s to 90s, I think that's like the prime spot for music.
Now, here's a theme song I played last week, and nobody could guess what this theme... This is one of the most played theme songs in the history of the world.
Am I going to know it?
Probably not.
All right, well then...
No, you should. Well, maybe you will. I don't know. Does anybody know what this theme song is? I'm going to play it all the way... It's all instrumental. So there's nothing in there to throw it. Now, does anybody know this theme? You've got to know. If you know, give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I might make this my new theme. Sounds very newsy.
It does sound newsy. I'll give you that.
But also kind of...
Sounds like something important about to be said, yeah.
But it's not like hard newsy.
You know, if it makes you guys feel any better, I can see the name of the...
you don't think they should know this?
I don't know. I've never watched it, so I couldn't play.
Here's where it changes now. Everybody have a good night. See, that's how it would work in those days. Does anybody know what that was the theme of? 740-383-9944. Isn't there a program that people can put up to their machines and find out what a song is?
Well, I don't want to tell people how to cheat, but you don't really even need anything. You just got your phone. Your phone has, you know, Google.
Why does anybody know what that is? 740-383-9944. But, of course, nobody names the things you associate with summer either.
I can name a lot of things, and neither of them would have been those. Well, maybe the one, but not the...
They're very popular.
Two, but not the one.
Very, very popular.
You know, it's interesting that the one is probably the one that I would I don't know what the other ones are, I guess, but...
Oh, and I did want to play another classic. Well, we listened to one of these moments this morning. This is just one. We listened to several this morning from the big Larry Barnett tribute last night. I love it. 11-year-old Gabriel Ross Vanis singing Centerfield, and nobody knew it was coming. It was great.
Well,
of course, nobody probably taped this. It doesn't exist anywhere but here, but on
I
audio.
I knew it was coming.
You did not know it was coming.
I did.
Well, why didn't you come tell me?
Well, I thought you told him.
I did not tell him. No. See? God, communication. Here's last night, the big event. Gabriel Ross Vanis, 11 years old, singing Center Field.
And we continue on tonight. We're glad to bring back up to the microphone here, Gabriel Ross Vanis.
Hey, everyone. I told you I'd be back. So, this one I'm dedicating to the umpire. And, If you know this song, sing along with me on the chorus. Okay, let's do this. And I hold the phone. The sun came out today. We're born again. There's new grass on the field. Around the third, I'm headed for home. It's a brown-eyed, handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel. Oh, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me, I can be center field. Well, I spent some time in the Mudville Nine, watching it from the bench. You know, I took some lumps when the mighty Casey struck out. So say, hey, Willie Tubbs, and Joe DiMaggio, don't say it ain't so, you know the time is now. Oh, with me in, coach, I'm ready to play today. Put me in, coach, I'm ready to play today. Look at me, I can be center. Gotta beat up love, a homemade bat, and a brand new pair of shoes. You know, I think it's time to give this game a ride. Just to hit the ball and touch them all, and moments in the sun. It's a dawn, and you can tell that one goodbye. Oh, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me, I can be center field. Oh, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me, I can be center field.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
That was just wonderful. Thank you, Gabriel. That was great.
You know, that's the only word. I had no words. It was great. To look at that room and look at Larry when he was singing that was an unbelievable moment. That's my favorite moment from last night.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I didn't get to watch a whole lot of the show. I mean, I was there, but I was kind of, you know, bouncing around. But, yeah, I actually did get to actually sit. I actually was sitting down, and I watched that one.
That was a good one. 740-383-9944. Do you know the theme song we played earlier on? Or do you know something you associate with summer? We have number one and number two.
Is baseball on the list?
Baseball's not on the list.
I feel like baseball should be on the list.
You know, who originally... I think it was John Fogerty sang Center Field. I believe so.
I don't know.
These are the things I know. Well, you were having quite a discussion earlier on guns when we left the show earlier on.
Yeah.
We were calling people stupid, and people get upset about guns. I don't know.
I don't see a need to call anybody stupid. I
don't know. We got there earlier.
I think that's, you know, a bit much.
What but, can you do?
I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I think that it doesn't get very far to call each other names, but I don't know. Like, I don't even know necessarily that we have to ban the flock cameras necessarily. Like, you could just... I feel like there are things you could do. I mean, I don't know how if you can legislate the Anyway, okay. There seemed to be some confusion, but all right. I don't know if you can like legislate the program that tracks the cameras. I don't really know how that works. But I did read that there are some places that have put in legislation to essentially it'll read your license plate when you drive by it, but it'll like. If you're not on like some like already on like a list of plates to be pinged, then it deletes it within a day.
Okay.
So it just doesn't keep any record of your, you know, travelings.
Yeah, but doesn't this all come to a head on Monday night at 6:30?
I think that's going to be a good meeting. I think this should have been the first meeting, honestly. Why? Like, what was the point of the other meetings when, like, you could have just brought in the flock guy and had the flock guy talk to us?
Oh, I don't think the flock guy is going to get the questions. I think the sheriff will get the questions.
The flock guy needs to get the questions. He's the one who has the answers.
They don't believe him. I guarantee you they don't believe him.
The
Anything
flock
he
guy
says.
Is lying.
He's been here once. He gave a whole presentation.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, he was here. I sat through that.
Oh, well, that's a...
No, this Monday night, I guarantee you, will be about what the local departments are doing and why they're doing it and why they need so many and what they have the capability to do and so on and so forth.
I think a lot of the problem... They don't...
This really has nothing to do with
the
cameras.
It seems like a lot of the people just don't believe anything they have to say.
They don't.
Period.
That's why they don't.
Like, I mean, like, you know, like, the police chief got up and said that, like, you can't even search the flock camera database unless you have, like, an active case number. And, like, I have no reason to disbelieve him. But, like, they're just like, nope, he's doing it.
The police chief in an open meeting invited anybody down who wanted to see the system, and people will not take him up on that offer and have said if they do take him up on that offer, he's only going to show you what he wants to show you. If you have that attitude, there's no changing your mind.
I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know. At some point, I do plan on going to get a. I mean, I'd be interested to see how the flock system works. I mean, if they're just going to show people how. I mean, I'm curious, and I mean, you know, figure that's good information to have before you go banning stuff.
Well, do you think they're going to show you only what they want to show you?
I mean, they could, I guess, but I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't think that they're going to go out of their way to hide anything.
But that's what this all is. This is not about flock cameras.
I mean, if they were going to go
this
out of their way
to... mistrust.
If they were going to go out of their way to hide anything, I don't think they would have invited people down to look at the flock system.
See, I think people think we're having a conversation about flock cameras. It's really not. This is a conversation about not trusting people. People are suspicious.
Well, if people were less suspicious, I don't think you'd need the flock cameras.
No, I think people are suspicious. That's why everybody and their uncle has a doorbell camera.
Yeah, I agree. You could get rid of the doorbell cameras and the flock cameras. All you got to do is trust people.
No, but so this is where we are, and it's really a conversation about suspicion. But people don't like I said, if I'm not doing anything, why would I worry? But what I really don't understand is... technology changes things. Like apps. You don't get coupons anymore for certain things. That's the way it's done. Because now they assume everybody has a phone. And scanning things. And ordering things on Amazon. That didn't used to be a thing. And you certainly, everybody didn't have your address. I mean, what's the difference? Things move forward. Police don't use horses anymore.
Yeah, got that.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I don't think, I mean,
things change as time evolves, but we're so suspicious of everything that we have access to ourselves. That we can have cameras, we can take pictures of anybody we want now, but they can't. Well, listen, if the technology is available, I'm sorry. You put it out there.
I mean, I don't know. Same, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that's good.
I mean, who would buy a phone without a camera?
I mean, I think we could go back to having only
phones. No, who would do it? How many people buy phones without cameras? Very few.
Yep.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know, smartphones, or you can take pictures, you can get the apps, you can watch YouTube, you can watch, you know...
Do you really need all this?
Netflix, you can read, I mean, you can do anything on your phone.
Convenience.
Yeah.
Isn't this convenience for the police officers? You know, there was a day where there wasn't a database. You know, you couldn't just get a computer in a police office and type in somebody's name and see if there was a warrant. That wasn't a thing back in the 50s and 60s. In Mississippi, it wasn't a thing until the 70s or 80s.
Why?
Because they were just slower at coming around to things down there.
They were just not great.
No, they didn't really care for computers and things like that.
I don't blame them.
But now you wouldn't have a police station without having a connection to a criminal database.
You still would. I think it'd be... You know, not as effective, I guess.
Is that against your rights? You should make them work harder? Do it the old-fashioned way?
Well, I mean...
Why don't we just get rid of the cruisers? Put them back on the horses.
No. No, I mean...
We can have cars, they can't.
Any information... I think any information you can get from a flock camera, you can get from somebody else.
Right, and you used to be able to call people on the phone and check and say, well, let me call Dayton, let me call Cincinnati, let me call Columbus, and we'll see if there's a warrant out for anybody, but it's much easier to just type somebody's name in, and there it is. I mean, do you want to spend days tracking down a warrant, or do you just want to click a button?
Well, I mean, I really don't, again, I mean, I don't know, I mean, I don't think that they
you can do it a different way.
I mean, again, even then, I mean, like, again, just delete, like I said, I mean, I was reading about how some places have put legislation into where, like, it would within a day delete, you know, your license plate data.
But, again, see, here's...
If you weren't part of the already taggable list.
What is the problem with 30 days? Again, they're only looking up people who are suspected in doing something. And this could clear you or implicate you. If it implicates you, there you are.
Well, it's implicated people, not in Marion, but it's implicated people that were not guilty.
Okay.
Of crimes.
Okay.
And they were charged with crimes.
That happens here in other cases that don't have anything to do with flock cameras.
Yeah, but I think those tend to be a bit different.
Well, my point is if you are suspected of robbing somebody 5 days ago, and I can check it, a flock camera, to see if you were near that street at that time, that might be helpful.
I mean, I guess.
Why is this bad information to have?
Just
explain to me, how can I use this nefariously against you?
I mean, you just know where I'm at.
Yeah, but how can I use it against you in a bad way? I'm out to get you.
I mean, you know the paths I take.
Okay, so I'm going to do what then?
You know the places I go.
And I'm going to do what then with that?
I mean, What do I think they're going to do with it? I mean, I don't necessarily think that they're going to do anything with it.
No, but I'm saying, what could they use could. It for nefariously, period?
Well, I mean, you could, like, I mean, you could use it for, to, like, target people, I guess.
How?
Well, if I know the path you take, and you take that path just about every day, because I know that, because it dings the cameras every day, and I know you go to, I don't know, Walmart 3 times a week, like, I could just wait for
okay.
you.
Okay, so I'm watch you go to Walmart and shop?
Well, more like I'm gonna, like, follow you to, like, it's just like, you know, they could just, like, I could follow you to Walmart, wait for you to do something wrong, pull you over.
Oh, and I see you said it there. Wait for you to do something wrong.
Yeah, like...
Okay.
But, like, I mean, like...
If you do something wrong, you should be picked up.
No, I'm not, like, I mean, like, it, like, they could, like, pull you over for, like, I don't know, like, going, like, 30, like I don't know, I guess 35 and a 25, because I always go...
Breaking the law.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, if they like... The premise started as they were sitting there waiting for you because...
So you believe...
No.
...that the police department...
Nope.
No, I'm saying... But this is what could happen. This could is the happen. Slippery slope we're on.
Could happen, yeah.
That I, as a police officer, am sitting there and I'm saying, you know what? Let me find a name in here of somebody who's doing the same pattern every day, and I'm going to follow them till I find them breaking a crime. Why? Well, what's the point?
I mean, you could just target somebody you don't like.
It, first of all...
Anyways, look, the whole thing...
Is dumb.
No, but look, I think, look, the whole thing is more like, okay, if the government were to become authoritarian, they would, or, like, they could just, you know, it's literally like 1980, they're going to just track where you're going.
If the government's going to become authoritarian, they're going to put the cameras up anyway, and you're not going to have any say.
That's what you gotta do. Get
but that's not where we are today.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
You just want to wait for that day, I guess?
Well, no, I don't think you want to wait for the day and then be like, well, we messed up. Try to actively avoid it.
You said if the government becomes authoritarian. If they become authoritarian, they're going to put the cameras up then anyway.
Yeah, but they already have, like, the infrastructure in place. They
Who
already,
cares?
Like, it's literally like talking
oh.
you. Like, they talked you into surveilling, like, to letting them surveil you. And then, I don't think that this is what's happening, but, it could be, I suppose, but doubtful.
The city's going under financially. You have to, you get no more recycling. This is a reality.
They're not paying for the parking cameras. I don't think it matters.
Your bus rates are up.
They're not paying
your
for the
Your sanitation
cameras.
Rates are up.
Not paying for the
Your storm
cameras.
Sewer rates are up.
Not paying for the flood
You've
cameras.
Been taken over by the state of Ohio. The board's being put into
cameras.
Place. You got all this going on, but you got to have a commission on flock cameras. That's where we are. That's the absurdity of this. Something you're not paying for. That's the one thing in the city you're not paying for right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Take what you can get for free.
I don't know about that.
You know what? I'm the only one who would tell the truth. If somebody in my family was kidnapped and this would help solve the crime, of course I would want it. And everybody else would too. They're full of nonsense if they say they wouldn't. They get upset when people don't solve their cases. Well, here you go.
I don't.
Darned if you do, darned if you don't.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's always. I mean, yeah, I mean, there's always going to be people who are in favor of something. You know, it doesn't really matter. You know, you can't make everybody happy as it goes.
So, if your brother was hijacked tonight, and you got a note saying they were going to kill him in 24 hours if you did not pay them $1 million, and you don't have $1 million, and the cops had information to track that license plate to find him, you wouldn't want them to use it. Go ahead and off with his head.
I mean, okay, if the cameras were already there.
Which they are.
Yep. Then sure.
But no.
But I'm not a fan
no,
of
No, we're
cameras.
Violating people's rights
no,
here.
No.
Those murderers, the rights are being
nope,
violated.
Nope,
Stop.
Nope.
Because, exactly.
Nope. Look, if there were no cameras and my brother was kidnapped, I would still not be a proponent of the Flock camera.
But there are cameras.
But we already have Flock
exactly.
cameras. And they're free as of currently.
That's right.
So, like, I mean, I don't know. I figure that the financial problems are probably the bigger thing. I mean, banning Flock cameras isn't going to fix any of the financial problems.
That's what draws
problems.
The crowd.
It's just like a salacious thing.
Right. So you are for the Flock camera since
no.
they're already here.
No.
But what did you just say?
I mean, there's bigger fish to fry right now.
No, I'm saying if there weren't financial problems in the city, and we were given to him for free, and your brother was kidnapped, again, 24 hours to murder, they can use that information to find that license plate and track them down. You would not want them to do it, even though they could, because that's a violation of those murderers' rights.
I mean, I would rather the Flock cameras weren't there, period.
Is that true?
Yeah.
No. Is that true what I just said?
I don't
don't use them, because I don't want the kidnapper's rights violated.
But look, if the cameras are already there...
Do you understand that?
Well, do you understand how mind-bogglingly stupid I would have to be like, no, if you have, like, just don't use those. Like,
that's what
no,
it sounds like.
They're already right. there.
Right.
If you already have them, use them, but I'm not going to be like, oh, well, this thing happened, so it doesn't happen all that often. It's not a
and
common
it's
case. For now.
Right. If these things were paid for, they'd be gone. That is one thing you can bet on. Now, that's an argument somebody could make, but people aren't making that argument. And people didn't make them for the period that they were paid for.
Well, I don't think the hubbub about Flock cameras really started until recently.
No, there was a hubbub when they originally went in. That's how you got the legislation.
Well, yes. I mean, I knew about that. But, like, I mean, it's not like you were hearing about the Flock cameras until, like, the contract renewal came up.
Oh, no, you heard about it then.
I don't know. I
2023, but again...
I didn't hear about the Flock cameras until they were brought up because they had to, like... were getting a grant to fund the Flock cameras.
Because back then... It's all because we're at an infusion point. And back then, we were too. It was, they're up, do we have to keep them? And council said yes. So, that was it. And that's what's going to happen at the end of this, too. But, whatever.
I don't know. Like I said, I mean, there are things I'd be all right with, you know, as far as keeping the Flock cameras. But I think that, like the, like I said, the deleting of your information after. By the way, 30.
Keep going. There's a little
okay.
news to me in the background.
Sorry, it just threw me off. But by the way, 30 days isn't like what the thing's capable of. I mean, like, there are other places that let the police department store them for, like, 90-plus days. So, you know, 30 days is, you know, less than 90 as it goes, you know, three times less.
This conversation sounds more important when you do it with this music in the background. See, that's a little change for people.
But, I mean...
Name something you associate with summer. What are the number one and two answers? 740-383-9944.
I could read them off.
No. Okay, go ahead. See, that's surveillance, what you just did.
I don't know if it was the... I think it was the Supreme Court. I don't know.
Take your flat cameras. Give yourself guns.
The Supreme Court ruled about cameras and, like, I think it was CCTV actually at the time, but, you know, Flock cameras would work under that as well.
Didn't they say put trash bags over the Flock cameras? Oh,
well, I don't think you do that, because that's, like, isn't that vandalizing? I don't know.
No, but why
trash
bags?
Vandalizing.
That to me is trash bags.
We
are a poor city. All we've got is trash bags.
Can
we just turn them off? No, we got to put trash bags over them. That's how paranoid we are. Trash bags.
Well, I mean, I think if you turn them off...
I'll tell you what. Now, if we really wanted to stick, let's put some duct tape around it, too. Duct tape and trash bags. Boy, people will know we're broke when they drive into this city. What are all those poles with trash bags and duct tape all over them? Oh, those are our $1 million camera system. Oh, covered with trash bags and duct tape. Yeah.
Well, no, because
we're scared.
I think the game plan would be at that point to, like, get rid of them. I think that if we were to turn
Here's
them
a
off,
good driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they see, but you see it as the police officers using fear.
Yeah, yes, you're right. Exactly. Yeah.
But you don't see that it's the fear that they're surveilling us, that we've got to get rid of those darn things. Well, that's a fear that's a fear-monger way to go too. When you got no proof.
What do you mean? I mean, I have proof. I mean, that they're surveilling. I mean, I just don't have proof that they're using it to do anything.
So what are you
afraid
of?
They're surveilling you. I mean, that's well proven. They're surveilling
you. I'm going to ask Chief McDonald where I was last Thursday and see if he can figure it out.
Have to have a case number.
Then what's the problem?
I mean, why do they need to keep
it on? They're not surveilling
me
then.
They are.
If you don't have a case number, you can't find out where I was. If you got a case number, you should be surveilling me.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know about that one.
I guarantee you, if they didn't have a flock camera, they'd have a car on you if they had a case number.
I mean, you'd have a case number if you got a traffic violation.
And who goes to the same places every day anyway?
You're here every day.
Yeah. Well, they could call here and find that out.
I mean, like,
you don't need a. If you really wanted to find out where somebody was, hey, does Joe work
it's
there?
More like they would know the route you take to get here. They would know the route you take to
I don't
get
take
home.
The same route every day.
They would know where you eat, where you shop. They would know where you get your gas.
I don't eat at the same place every day.
They would know where you.
I don't get gas at the same place.
They know your tendencies. They have
okay.
They could profile.
Spend
like,
5 minutes with
you.
Me. You can know my tendencies.
No. They could just make a profile of you.
So what? What are they gonna find out? I come to the radio station. I shop at Kroger and Meijer. Wow, you got some good information there.
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know what else to say. I don't think they don't need to be building profiles of people who haven't done anything wrong. There's no.
Are they doing that?
They could, I guess. I don't think they are.
See, here we are again. Could, shoulda, woulda.
They could.
And you don't want the profile of a killer?
Not if everybody else is profiled also.
But you just said, we're not, unless you have a case number.
According to the police chief, which I would assume
I
he's telling
it.
The truth, yeah.
There you go.
Again, I don't know why you would lie. I don't know. It would seem that some people think he's lying on that point, but it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense to lie on that. Because, I mean, the man told you that you could come and see the flock system. So why would he lie about how the flock system works and then offer you to come see the flock system? I mean, if you go to see the flock system and he's like, no, can't. I mean, if he's like, you know, busy or something, that's different. But if he's just like, no, you can't actually see that. Then I'd be a little suspicious.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. You know, I profile people all the time. You do it when you're in public. Rightly or wrongly, you profile them.
I don't know about that one.
Oh, that's true. People do it all the time.
I don't think about other people a whole lot. I think about myself a lot more.
I told you the one time the name of the person you were working with and you didn't believe it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't want to get into it, but the people who come in to do things.
It's because that wasn't their name.
That's what they told
that
me.
That is not what they told you.
Yes, that's exactly what they told me.
I promise you that
I
not.
I had lunch with this person.
I worked with that person like on a daily basis for months. I'm pretty sure I know what the name was.
She told me what her name was.
No, I don't think she did.
She certainly did.
I think that there was some kind of misunderstanding.
With what?
Okay. I assume she still does. I don't know. She did for like months on end.
By the way, she's a delightful person.
Yeah, it doesn't work there anymore, but you know.
No, but she was a delightful person.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But she ate like sushi every day.
She certainly did.
For lunch.
Yes. And I was there one day.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you asked her what her name was.
Yes.
And I think she responded sushi because I think that she thought you asked her what she was eating. Because her name is not Suki.
Suki. It is not sushi.
It's not Suki. So Nonetheless.
What do you think her name was?
I know what her name
what
was.
What was her name?
Her name was How.
What?
How. H-A-U.
How what?
H-A-U.
How.
How.
How?
H-A-U, yep. How.
How do you know that?
She told me.
Would you ask her? Maybe maybe you said, how do you cut pineapples? And she said, how? How about that?
No.
I think that's what might happen.
No.
Mine's closer than yours.
No, they work.
You're wrong about that.
There were two
Suki.
Of them. They,
Suki.
There were
Suki
two.
Is not sushi.
it's pretty close. Look, there were two of them.
Two of them? There are two human beings. See, you profiled there. Two of them.
Just two people.
Those people.
No, there is no those people. Just two of them. They're the people that I worked with. They no longer work there.
I miss them.
Yeah,
Suki was a very nice person.
Not Suki, but okay.
It was Suki.
I'm telling you, it was not.
Okay.
Look, they. I don't know. I think they were siblings.
She smiled when she said it.
I'm telling you, she probably thought that you were asking what she ate.
Okay.
But nonetheless. Her name was Hal, and there were two people who worked there. One was Hal, the other one was obviously not Hal, and he told me, because like I'd always be like, did Hal, you know, did Hal do this, because they worked like in tandem.
So you were profiling. You wanted to know things. You were asking those questions. You didn't need to know.
No, it was my job to know. I need to know if she
ordered things. Oh,
that's
not true. No, you were asking about the country they were from and what they thought of politics and all these things.
I did ask them what they thought of
politics. You were profiling. Profiling.
I did not ask them what country they were from.
You didn't know.
He was watching the news one day, and I said, what's on the news? And I did not know he was watching news from Myanmar. So I asked him what was on the news, and he was telling me about the civil war that's going on in Myanmar, also known as Burma. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, he seems like a well-versed individual.
Well, yeah.
I felt Suki was very well-versed herself.
No, not Suki.
Well, that's what I thought.
I asked.
Did you ask the guy if the girl's name was Suki?
Again, I would ask him.
Maybe it was a nickname.
I would ask him if she would order, if she ordered things, if she paid for things, like, you know, so on and so, like doing my job. And he'd be like, yeah. Unless he was just like, man, this guy is stupid. And then he's just going along with it.
No, I mean, like, people have initial names, and they don't like that when somebody calls them by their real name. Like, like, you know, JT, John. They don't want to be called John. It's the same thing. How? Suki?
I don't think that's the case, but okay.
Well, that's what I understood.
I mean, I don't think that's the case.
Well, that's what you... But see, you're profiling on a whole different level there.
No, I'm not. I worked with the lady.
I just went up and asked her.
Yes, I worked with the lady. I assure you I know her.
And how much
was.
Did you get out of her?
What do you mean?
How much information did you get out of her in your scintillating conversations?
What do you mean by information?
Like, I went up to her. I didn't go up to some guy in the department. I went up to her, and I said, what's your name?
I talked to both of them. I worked with both of them.
And what did she tell you?
They were both of the third-party company
that
comes in and
cuts
the food.
What did she tell you?
How?
She said how?
Yes.
But she could misunderstand me and not misunderstand you?
And I also asked the guy, because I wanted to make sure I understood them correctly, because I don't know, how was just not a name I thought I was going to hear. And I said, how? How do you spell that? And they said, H-A-U. And I was like, how? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But it's pronounced Suki.
That's right. H-A-U, pronounced Suki.
Well, that's what she said. I mean, I have to go by her word.
I'm telling you, her name is Hal.
Well, I think it was Suki. That's what she told me. I don't want to call the woman a liar.
I'm telling you, she misunderstood your
question. All right, get some cheese dip and some sushi, and we'll be back right after this.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret, and I thought that was too mouthy.